Deccan spun toward Tahiri, his long shimmer silk robe swirling about his legs.
You're saying Colonel Solo specifically ordered the defendant not to kill Admiral Pelion?
Pogorsky nodded.
I am.
And you're certain it was Colonel Solo and the defendant you were hearing?
A puzzled frown flashed across Deccan's blocky blue face as his gaze fell on Ehrmuth's dozing figure. But he quickly recovered and returned his stare to Tahiri.
It could not have been some other colonel and lieutenant discussing whether Admiral Pelion should be assassinated?
No, it was Colonel Solo and Lieutenant Vela,
Pogorsky confirmed.
We were very certain of that.
How?
Again, Pogorsky smirked.
I'm sorry, Counselor, but you know I can't reveal that.
A fatherly smile came to Deccan's face.
Of course you can't.
He turned to face Pogorsky again and paused for a moment, no doubt considering how far he could test the limits of proper testimony while his foe was napping. After a moment, he seemed to decide that he needed to seize every advantage he could, and he asked,
So, why do you think Lieutenant Vela killed him?
Pogorsky turned her icy gaze on Tahiri.
Because she was ambitious.
Ambitious?
Admiral Pelion was a man with a Durasteel will,
Pogorsky explained.
And Lieutenant Vela was serving as an aide to one of the most ruthless leaders the galaxy had ever known. When the Admiral refused to change his mind, I imagine she grew angry and frustrated with having to report her failure. She vented that anger by murdering a legend of the Imperial Navy.
The courtroom broke into murmurs again. Han pressed against Leia's shoulder, and the warm rasp of his whisper filled her ear.
Where are the objections? He demanded. Even I know that last answer was conjecture.
Leia laid a calming hand on her husband's knee. Then, knowing she would be ejected from the courtroom if she were caught, gave Ehrmuth a gentle force nudge. The Bothan's head rolled to one side, his muzzle opening just long enough to emit a loud, throaty snort. A stunned silence descended over the courtroom for perhaps half a second. Then the spectators' gallery broke into a chorus of ill-concealed chuckles. Judge Zudan stabbed the order button atop her bench and called for silence, the scales of her stately feline face turning crimson with irritation. Several of the jurors eyed Ehrmuth in shock and shook their heads in open disbelief. Tahiri turned around in her seat, her brows arched in a silent appeal for help. Han leaned forward, reaching across the bar to pat her shoulder.
Don't worry, kid, he said. He's got everything under control.
Tahiri glanced over at Ehrmuth, who was still asleep, then shook her head and whispered,
You're a worse liar than Deccan's witness up there.
Han scowled, but before he could make a retort, Deccan was nodding.
A legend indeed!
The Shagrian faced the defense table.
Your witness, Counselor.
Tahiri turned forward again, glancing over at Ehrmuth with an expression as confused as it was alarmed. She had told the Solos more than once how impressed she was with her Bothan attorney, how sharp and cunning and surprisingly ethical he seemed to be. So it seemed likely that the concern in her eyes was as much for him as it was for herself, that she worried, as Leia did, that the strain of a high-profile trial might be proving more than an elderly Bothan could handle.